So it's amazing what happens when you start doing a little bit of research. I had images of finding out all kinds of really esoteric, interesting, exotic information about the Ukraine. And I did find a lot of that. But I also found out some stuff that I didn't know about Ukrainians. The fact that 6,000 Ukrainian Canadians were interned in labor camps during the First World War in what is now our national park system. And also about Holodomor. Holodomor was an imposed famine during 1933 in Ukraine, when Stalin decided to collectivize all the farms in the former Soviet Union. What he would do is he would go to the countries that he wanted to collectivize and say, okay, get on board. And if there was resistance, he would starve the people. So in about the space of 18 months, between 2 and 10 million Ukrainians in eastern Ukraine starved to death. It's a very difficult thing to have to think about, that your family history is one of genocide. I didn't really know how to write about it. I did the best I could. This poem is called The Breadbasket of Europe. It was 1933. 25,000 kulaks a day were starving in the streets of eastern Ukraine, and children had begun to go missing. In a market in Poltava, meat appeared where none had been before. Mothers forbade their little ones to leave the house, but they perished so quickly. Some slew their weakest and fed the flesh to other, stronger children. Better to serve your own than have them hunted in the streets and sold in place of bread. I hate working at the supermarket. 7 years. Fuck you, paper, plastic. I see some girl come through the doors. We went to high school together. I don't want to see her seeing me in my smock. Is this a smock? I don't care. I stock the milk. I hate working at the supermarket. I hate the people. All of them buying stuff they're going to eat. I'm never hungry. I make some money. I go home. I like to drink. I don't care what you think. Last year, the manager sent out an email that said, get happy or go home, more or less. Did he mean me? What if I just went home? On a hot day, I stand in the back room in the fridge where it's really cold, where the butchers keep the beef and the chicken. I was 10 years old the year Chernobyl burned. The very same year that Expo 86 came to Vancouver and the city changed forever. For I will always think of China, the China Pavilion to be exact, each time these years later I pass the China Gate at Dr. Sun Yat-sen's classical Chinese gardens. We were moving then, all of us, from one place to another. Now, I'm haunted by the SkyTrain doors perfect open fifth, then that smooth electronic contralto pre-programmed to reassure one rides the Expo line to Waterfront Station. That line stretches out behind us, concrete contrails left over from 86. 86, the year Chernobyl burned hot as the center of the earth, the sun. And men hurried in. My father is a helicopter pilot, a bush pilot to be exact, I'm getting to the northern part, George. And I found in among his papers, he just donated them all to me, which I'm very excited about. I found a thank you certificate from the Canadian government thanking him for going on a search for a Russian satellite that fell in the Canadian Arctic in the 70s. This is very exciting to me. I want to read this poem after 86 because like the liquidators who went into Chernobyl to douse that fire, my dad also answered a call. The satellite had a nuclear core. So they were there to retrieve the remnants of a nuclear satellite. What a crazy dad. So the poem that I'm going to read for you, I should have pulled it out immediately. I'm so sorry. Maybe we could have a drink of our water, something like this as I look for it. Where are you? Aha, here we are. This poem is for my dad, and it's brand new. And it's called, I Want to Have a Chuck and Die Party Like My Parents Did in the 80s. If you're curious, a chuck and die party is what you do when you're up north and you're bushed, and you want to celebrate the marriage of Charles and Diana. Or you just want to make fun of the marriage of Charles and Diana, you could do that too. But this will give you a little taste of what was going on up in the Yukon in the 80s. I want to have a chuck and die party like my parents did in the 80s. But where will I get the helicopter? And who will make my dress out of garbage bags for me? And where will I find the 2x4 and a good-sized rock for our game of rock ball? And how will we climb the ridge to the glacier? And who will dig a trench to the fuel pump? And where will we get the Klieg lights? And who will decorate the army cots with fluorescent tape? And which forest may accommodate us? And who's got a big enough van? And who'll bring the eucalyptus? And which river will be cold enough, and where will we get the lumber? And who knows how to build a sauna, and how long will it take to grow our beards? And who's got a canoe, and who can lift it into the helicopter, and how will it fit? And who can fly the helicopter, and then what will we do with it? What about the caribou and the 6-6? We'll need a rifle, just in case. Last year, there was a grizzly bear. Last year, there was no night. Last year, we got in trouble. Last year, we wore hula skirts. Last year, we lost Arden, but then we found her. Last year, we looked through binoculars. Last year, the kids played in the iron tailings. Last year, Frankie blew up the pump house. Let's not do that again. Let us not eat Wonder Bread, let's eat bannock. Let's eat ham with scalloped potatoes and also some of that Saskatoon berry jam. Let's cook with Mom in the trailer. Let's swing from the beams in the bunkhouse. Let's hold the fossils the geologists found. Then let's hold the geologists. Oh, white night of northern remembering, let your still light fall on the faces of your partiers. The elders say the sun is not coming up where it should. What does this mean for meteorologists? What does this mean for us? I'm going to end with a poem for all the writers in the room, and I know that there are many. And these are tips on performing from my mother. You may not realize this, but I am a petrified reader. I get so nervous before readings that I feel sick. And I had to give a reading to about 1,000 people in a park once. And I thought I would have to peel off my own face because I couldn't stand the thought. So I called my mom, who is a consummate performer. And I said, Ma, what am I going to do? So these are tips on performing from my mother, pretty much exactly as they came to me. Hair off your face for starters. Red. Bright red lipstick. something that we'll read from a distance. Don't worry about your eyes. Chances are, people won't see them. What's campy? Wear something bright. The polka dots, they'll do. And for the shoes, that depends on what you want. If you want people to look at your feet, wear red. If you want people to look at your face, wear navy. Go with the red. On stage, wear a huge smile at all times. You must project electric animation. No glazed eyes. Perform to individuals in the crowd. Never treat them like a lump. Don't pan the crowd. Take time to connect. You are a performer. You belong here. Thank you very much.